This is Michigan Watch from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Some Michigan residents are turned away for housing even if they can afford the rent for an apartment or the mortgage for a home. In many cases, landlords and bankers can legally discriminate against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. This discrimination happens even in communities with laws protecting LGBT people. Michigan has no state law protecting lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people from being discriminated against when it comes to housing. Anti-gay rights advocates say no law is necessary because there are no documented cases of discrimination against LGBT people. But in a widely cited report, Michigan's Fair Housing Centers found there is discrimination by landlords, real estate agents, banks, and others involved in housing, even in cities where laws prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation.
We learned that 1 in 4 tests showed discrimination or evidence of discrimination based on sexual orientation. We have documented evidence of discrimination against same-sex couples.
Kristen Curran is with the Fair Housing Center of Southeastern Michigan. She and her colleagues go undercover to check on complaints or suspicion of discrimination based on race, marital status, familial status, such as whether applicants have children or other factors. In 2007, the 4 Fair Housing Centers investigated whether same-sex couples were being discriminated against in Michigan. This is one of the only studies of its kind in the nation. They sent out people representing themselves as lesbian couples or gay couples, and others representing themselves as married heterosexual couples. The only difference was that the same-sex couples had higher educations, better incomes, and better credit scores, things that would make them appear to be ideal applicants as tenants or buyers. Often, mortgage rates were higher. Real estate agents steered same-sex buyers away from properties that the heterosexual couples were encouraged to buy. The same-sex testers found some rental properties were suddenly no longer available, but they remained on the market afterward. Curran says she and a colleague portrayed a lesbian couple, and a staff member of an apartment complex made his feelings clear.
Yeah, this is his quote is, "Two women don't bother me. It's 2 men I don't understand. I think it's gross. I have no problem with you girls. I kind of like it. I can totally get into that." And he proceeded again to tell us, "Oh, please call me anytime if you need anything to be fixed." But it was definitely really gross, and to use his word, it was creepy and inappropriate.
It's up to nonprofit groups such as the Fair Housing Center to test housing providers. According to a report by ProPublica last year, instead of actively searching for landlords and agents who discriminate, federal officials open investigations only after complaints are filed. But most victims have no idea they've been discriminated against, which means they never demand an inquiry. Undercover testing is about the only way to find landlords, real estate agents, and bankers who are savvy enough to keep their sometimes discriminatory practices covert. And most of them know the local ordinances prohibiting discrimination against LGBT people are rarely used and rarely enforced.
I just think people don't know about the ordinances, and because they have such a varied penalty and not often used, landlords think they can discriminate, and they can.
Ironically, when Kristen Curran was younger, she and her partner were likely victims of this kind of discrimination. Curran had been offered a job in Saginaw right after grad school. Natalie Holbrook says the couple was looking at a studio apartment.
And the woman was showing us the apartment again, and she looked at me and asked me where I was going to sleep. And I looked at Kristen, and I said, "Well, I guess I'll have a futon out front here, and that's where I'll sleep." It was really uncomfortable. I felt very, it was embarrassing and weird.
They experienced the same kind of weirdness looking at another apartment when the landlord asked Holbrook why she was moving in with her friend. In both cases, the landlords turned them down. The landlord of the studio apartment suddenly remembered it was promised to a family member.
And I don't even know if I called it discrimination. I just was like, she didn't give us that apartment because we're gay, and she figured it out. And that's, or she thought it was inappropriate for 2 women to be staying together in a studio.
Even if it were discrimination, that's still legal in most cases in Michigan. A new federal Housing and Urban Development Equal Access Rule to protect LGBT people also still allows discrimination against gay and lesbian people wanting to buy or rent in most cases. Yana Karnikoff is with HUD.
A private housing provider that does not receive HUD funds and does not have an FHA-insured loan would not be subject to the regulation.
The new LGBT rule means sanctions for landlords or others who use federal loans or guarantees to acquire housing.
There are approximately 114,000 FHA-insured or HUD-assisted multifamily units in Michigan currently. So all those would be covered under the rule.
That's about one out of every four apartments in Michigan. About 7% of single-family homes fall under the rule. But even those landlords and bankers don't risk very stiff penalties under the new rule. And if there is a sanction by HUD, the victims of discrimination do not receive any of the money. When a lesbian couple in Florida was refused a loan by Bank of America because they weren't married, they filed one of the first complaints under the new rule with HUD.
In early January, we had our first settlement under the LGBT rule with Bank of America, whereas Bank of America paid HUD $7,500, and they agreed to change their policies based on what happened. But because it was only under the LGBT equal access rule, though, that money did not go to the individuals who potentially suffered the discrimination.
The bank notified loan officers and processors that they had to follow the new LGBT rule. Bank of America is the second largest bank in the U.S. It holds more than $2 trillion in assets, and it settled the case with a $7,500 payment to HUD. There are some discriminatory practices where some LGBT people might be able to file a complaint under the Fair Housing Act as sexual discrimination or discrimination because of marital status. Successful suits in federal court could result in awards, but those cases are rare. The last one we found in Michigan was in 1992. That leaves lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in Michigan with few protections against discrimination when they look for a place to live. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.